Father, to worship you, to pray to you, to give you the glory because of who you are and what you do. You are the one and true, the only living God. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. We thank you for all that you have done in creation, for salvation of people, for forgiveness of sins, for new life through Jesus. Lord, you've done so much, and we thank you. And we are concerned, Lord, as we know you are, for the world in which we live. And we pray, Lord, that all troubles, all problems will come to an end. We think, Lord, of countries where there is terrorism, where there is war, where there is dissatisfaction, where there is rebellion. We think also of places where there is people being affected by various infections, including this later one that's coming now, supposed to be spreading, Lord, even here in the southwest. Lord, we pray that the vaccinations that are taking place will help to sort out this particular infection. We thank you, Lord, for all that's being done by the NHS, by the scientists, by the clinics, by the doctors, by the surgeries, by volunteers. We thank you, Lord, for our police service. We thank you for our fire service. We thank you for the tremendous number of volunteers that are seeking to help overcome the problems in the world generally today. And as we pray for our own country, we pray for all people who have special needs. We think, Lord, of the hungry. We think of those in poverty. We think of those who are homeless. We think of those who are sick. We think, Lord, of those who are sharing the first Christmas without a loved one. Lord, it won't be easy for them. And Lord, we pray for the people that we know. And we think this morning particularly, Lord, of Bruce. And we pray that his recovery will be full achieved. We thank you for the operation. And we pray for Bruce in these days and weeks when he is recouping from all that has taken place. Be with him, be with the family, be with his own parents, mother in hospital and father at home on his own. Lord, meet their needs, we pray. And we think this morning of Jennifer, Paul's wife. This will be the first Christmas for her without Paul. But we thank you that because of his faith, Paul is now with you in glory. Lord, we pray for each other. And we pray, Lord, for the carol service here on Friday. We pray, Lord, that it would be an opportunity to share the truth of your love. So, Lord, we pray that many people might come and hear the truth of the gospel. But Lord, we also ask that we may be free from any problems of this particular virus on Friday. We want to gather, Lord, but we don't want to put anybody in danger. So guide us, Lord, as to what takes place and how we achieve it. And Lord, when we meet again next Sunday, we thank you for the opportunity of being together and being reminded of all that happened on that very first Christmas. So Lord, be with us, be with our families, be with our friends, be with those for whom we are concerned for at this time. Keep us all safe, keep us all close to you, and meet the needs of all people. We ask this special prayer in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Let us say the family prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive others for theirs. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. Once in Royal David's City.
Thank you. Still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it, because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high.
Thank you. Silent night. Knowing that we were also going to celebrate the Lord's Supper, communion, call it what we may, the message will be short, but just as important. We had a series of three. We talked first, number one, about the choices that Jesus has made. And he chose his disciples. We may have been shocked who they were, but obviously we see from what happens that he made, of course, the right choice. But the great thing about the choice was that he has chosen us. He has chosen us to receive the very gift of salvation, which finally results in our being with him for eternity. And the second one was his compassion. And we saw in several instances where Jesus showed compassion for all people without distinction. And the challenge was that we should be compassionate towards people ourselves. And the third one is his concerns. You might think that an almighty God and the Son, part of the Godhead, to be concerned about other people. Well, fortunately he was. He is, and he is concerned for us today. First, Paul in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3, he says this: do nothing out of ambition or self-conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Humility is essential. I suspect that we probably find it hard to consider others better than ourselves. That is what we are being told. Do nothing out of ambition or self-conceit. Not pushing yourself. If you want to promote what you're doing, it's possible to take others with us rather than push ourselves ahead and not bother about others. So, do nothing out of ambition or self-conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourself. Number two, Luke tells us that Paul rented a house for 2 years, and he received all those in those 2 years that came to him. Again, no distinction. He was concerned for people. So Paul, with limitations financially, but people provided for him, as we know. But in that situation, he still rents a house for 2 years, and he received each person that came to him. He didn't choose them. They came to him of their own will. And it didn't matter who they were, it didn't matter what they believed at that time. He was concerned for them. And it says that as they came, he preached the kingdom of God, and he taught them the things which concern him. What was he concerned about? Well, we know first and foremost he was concerned about a lost world. It was his Father in creation that wanted to build, to create a perfect world. And Jesus, as part of the Godhead, as the Son, he wanted to be concerned for all people. And Paul recognized that, and he taught people about the concerns of Jesus. That the lost should come and be saved, that the sick should be healed, and so I could go on. But he was concerned for people in all situations. And number three, again in Luke, towards the end, chapter 24, verse 7. On the road to Emmaus, Jesus taught them from the scripture things concerning himself. Now, when those disciples were walking on the road to Emmaus, they didn't realize who this stranger was that was walking with them. And they invited him to stay that night with them. But it wasn't until afterwards that they realized who he was. They didn't recognize it was the Jesus that they had been following and talking about, but it was. And they found out later, of course, that it was Jesus. After he had gone, when they were looking back at the things he said concerning himself, they realized that they had been walking and talking with none other than the Lord Jesus himself. So, Jesus is concerned not only in the past, but today for all people, and he's concerned about the way that the world continues. He's concerned for the lost, for the hungry, for the unemployed, for the sick, for the dying, for the homeless, for an end to all troubles replaced by love. That's what he's concerned about. That all these things might be dealt with, and what is not good should be replaced by love, by peace, and by a better and safer world, reaching, of course, its climax when those who have accepted his invitation will join him in heaven for eternity. From the very beginning, when Jesus was born, as he grew up, he showed his concern for others. If you look at his whole ministry, he didn't seem bothered about himself, did he? He didn't need to be, because he was there at his Father's will and under his Father's protection. He didn't need to be concerned for himself because he's part of the Godhead. We have one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And when at the end of the reading that Jean read, it says that he told the disciples to stay together for what God will send them. You know what he was talking about? The Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Jesus was so concerned that he was not going to leave us short of his presence, if you like, through the Holy Spirit. Part again of the same Godhead. Father sent Jesus. Jesus dealt with sin. Jesus gave the choice to follow him. And then the Father sent the Holy Spirit to be our guide, to equip us, to help us to understand all that Jesus was concerned about. So, we look at Jesus' ministry, there's so much we could see, but let us remember his choice. He chose us. I was surprised he chose me after some of the things I'd done. But he chooses us, no matter who we are. And then we see his compassion, because whatever we've done, he still has compassion for us. And finally, of course, he is concerned, not about things just in the past, but he is concerned about now. He's concerned about Bruce coming out of hospital, going home. He's concerned about Jennifer in that house without Paul. He is concerned about us, whatever situation we're in. You know, last night, just before going to bed, I suddenly got dizzy. Because when that happens, I lose all. Anyway, so I took the tablet. And it was right at the beginning, and so it didn't develop into the horrible thing it could have done. Yes, perhaps I'm a bit shattered this morning, and I've probably stuttered, I can put it like that, but the great thing is I did not lose my ability. Tablet the doctor gave me. I remember when Dr. Lee said to me, as soon as you feel it starting, take the tablet. God is good. He's concerned for all of us. And I know that when I go through those things, just as when you go through problems, the Lord understands, because he is concerned for us. And even as we suffer, Don't think he doesn't care because he does. He is still concerned for us, and we can reach out to him at all times. Now we're going to sing the next song. Carol. While shepherds watch their flocks by night. Thank you for the birth of Jesus. We thank you for his life, for his teaching, for the sacrifice that he made on our behalf. We thank you for the cross of Calvary. And we thank you that that was not the end. For on the third day, Jesus rose from the grave and is alive forevermore. And so, Lord, as we take bread and wine this morning, we do it in remembrance of you and of the tremendous sacrifice that you have made for us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We know that Jesus took the bread, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you." This said Jesus, "Do remembrance of me."
Are you ready?
Then we know Jesus took the cup and said, this cup is the covenant in my blood, given for you. Let us drink and be thankful. Jesus died for us. Let us drink and grant you it. Thank you. This is probably the first carol I ever heard. Must have been at school, I think. Away in a manger.
Look at that, no hands this morning. That's how he's got his
hair, isn't
it?
I've got waxy hands now.
The grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And by the way, I think I might need that lift. I was thinking it was Thursday night, the carol service. No, isn't it?